And now let's listen for the word of God to us today in these two selections of Holy Scripture. First, we hear Psalm 138. I give thanks to you with all my heart, Lord. I sing your praise before all other gods. I bow toward your holy temple and thank your name for your loyal love and faithfulness, because you have made your name and word greater than everything else. On the day I cried out, you answered me. You encouraged me with inner strength. Let all the earth's rulers give thanks to you, Lord, when they hear what you say. Let them sing about the Lord's ways, because the Lord's glory is so great. Even though the Lord is high, he can still see the lowly. But God keeps his distance from the arrogant. Whenever I am in deep trouble, you make me live again. You send your power against my enemy's wrath. You save me with your strong hand. The Lord will do all this for my sake. Your faithful love lasts forever, Lord. Don't let go of what your hands have made. And then from Paul's first letter to his helper, Timothy. If you put these instructions before the brothers and sisters, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus, nourished on the words of the faith and of the sound teaching that you follow. Have nothing to do with profane myths and old wives' tales. Train yourself in godliness, for while physical training is of some value, godliness is valuable in every way, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance. For to this end we toil and struggle, because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. Well, we just heard Psalm 138, and the biblical book called Psalms has a central place in Scripture, literally. When you were growing up and learning how to navigate your way through the Bible, perhaps someone showed you that little trick that when you try to open the Bible with half of the pages in your left hand and half of the pages in your right hand, you usually open up to the book of Psalms. Now, most of the Bible presents God talking to people, or else it's narrative about people's experiences of God, but the book of Psalms is different, because it presents people talking to God or talking about God. If you look at the layout of the text in the book of Psalms, you might suspect that the Psalms are poetry. And actually, the texts are lyrics to ancient Hebrew songs. We might think of the book of Psalms as a hymn book without the musical notation. It contains 150 songs, psalms, that serve a variety of purposes in worship. Some are psalms of praise for God being like a benevolent king ruling over all the earth. Some so-called pilgrimage psalms would be songs that Jewish pilgrims would sing as their travels brought them near Jerusalem and the Jewish temple. There are psalms of lament, where an individual or sometimes a group of people declare their sorrow because of tragedy, oppression, or neglect. There are some psalms that actually cry out for vengeance or evil to be brought on one's adversaries. Reading those psalms makes us uncomfortable, hearing someone asking God to hurt or to kill one's opponents and enemies. And then there are psalms of thanksgiving, when a person's gratitude for God's blessing or mercy just bubbles up. Today's suggested Bible reading from Psalm 138 is such a psalm of thanksgiving. I want to spend just a moment meditating on why the psalm was written and how these old words can be a helpful reminder for focusing our lives today. Now in this psalm, Psalm 138, the voice of the worshiper sang his or her gratitude. He was grateful because God answered his prayer. In verse 3, the psalmist declared, "On the day I cried out, you answered me. You encouraged me with inner strength." But what exactly was the problem that caused the psalmist to cry out to God? We don't know. But the psalmist was certain that God answered his prayer. He felt that God blessed him with encouragement and strength to get through that situation, whatever it was. So grateful was he that in the middle portion of the psalm, he encouraged even people in positions of power and authority, all the earth's rulers, it says, to do what he had done, to acknowledge God's greatness and goodness by humbly submitting themselves to God. Well, as I studied this psalm of thanksgiving, I kept coming back to the first verse, particularly the second half of that first verse. That portion of the verse declares, "I sing your praise before all other gods," with the word "gods" uncapitalized. But yes, it said other gods, plural. So what's going on here? I mean, last week I mentioned that the Jewish and Christian faiths are monotheistic, meaning we believe in one Almighty God. But right there in the Hebrew Scriptures, we heard the psalmist refer to all other gods. So, did the Jews believe in one God or not? And how about us? Well, here's one explanation that some Bible scholars give for that phrase, other gods. The deities worshipped by other cultures were considered by the Jews to be mere servants in the celestial court of the one true God of Israel. That's one explanation. Here's another way to view that phrase, all other gods. Perhaps it's a way of referring to things, to conditions in our lives that demand our attention and energy to the point that they distract us from serving the will of the one true God. What might be lowercase gods in our world, in our lives? I mean, what desires, what status, what individuals make claim on our attention, our energy, our time, our loyalty? There are so many temptations, so many distractions, so many lowercase gods that we may find ourselves pursuing. I mean, our culture idolizes the God of appearance and strength and youth. Now, certainly there are good reasons to maintain our physical bodies, better health, maintaining form and function, minimizing pain and maximizing the ability to heal, having a positive self-image. Indeed, in 1 Corinthians, St. Paul refers to the human body as a temple of the Holy Spirit. But whether in Hollywood or at your local health club, we've all seen instances where physical appearance and youthfulness becomes the end, the goal, rather than the means for a more healthful life. Striving to have a healthy, youthful appearance can be a lowercase god, a distraction that pulls our focus away from our duty to God. What else? Well, as this school year winds down, I think about how kids, students, experience pressure, sometimes from parents, sometimes from peers, pressure to serve the gods of academic perfection, or the god of popularity, or the god of extracurricular involvement. Now, striving for excellence, that's a good goal, if it doesn't distract from trying to live a wholesome, balanced life. or we can succumb to the pressures exerted by the god of prosperity and wealth, in which decisions large and small are all guided by an insatiable hunger for profit and advancement and success. And the god of self-righteousness creates a never-satisfied hunger to be victorious. Serving that lowercase god means that we have this compelling need to always be right. We can never be uncertain. We feel we already know it all. There's nothing to learn. There's no way we could expand our horizon. This lowercase god of self-righteousness deceives us into thinking that we've already achieved unquestionable godly perfection. In our daily lives, we are tempted to serve the siren call of these and other lowercase gods, which distract us from our true calling, to live lives that honor the example of Jesus Christ. None other than Moses cautioned against the temptation to serve the gods rather than remaining focused on the one true God. In Deuteronomy, Moses declared, "Watch yourself. Don't forget the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Revere the Lord your God. Serve him and take your solemn pledges in his name. Don't follow other gods, those gods of the people around you. Because the Lord your God who is with you and among you is a passionate God." And so, today's psalm is also a call to remain faithful. We declare to God, "I sing your praise before all other gods." May our words guide our work. And may our work give thanks with all our heart to Almighty God, the Heavenly Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.